is it that when practice bhakti, since aparadharma is only going to liberate us, and aparadharma is not going to give us much happiness. So, how important is it to do aparadharma? What does Krishna say about this? The aparadharma and paradharma, they are not necessarily entirely unconnected with each other. If we are in a family where some of our family members are devotees, or some of our family members are going to become devotees, may become devotees, then the way we relate with them, there is a place where aparadharma and paradharma are going to intersect. So similarly, if you are working in a corporate environment, in a company somewhere, the way we behave, is if we are not doing a job responsibly, and then after that we invite people, please come for a program. You say, I'll become like you, I don't want to come. So, if I'll become irresponsible like you, I don't want to come for a program. But then, then we are actually doing this service. So first of all, to think that Prabhupada writes in seventh chapter that the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere. That means, it is not that our family responsibilities or our professional responsibilities, they have nothing to do with devotion. No, they do affect our devotion. So, that's why we talk about the analysis of the difference between paradharma and aparadharma for one main purpose. That is, to not mistakenly equate the two and think that doing the aparadharma itself is enough. I don't have to do any paradharma. So, if someone says that actually, you know, like one part of paradharma is that you should do charity. So one time one devotee, I was at a program. So the congregation devotees said, actually my house is a temple, all my family members are devotees. So, you know, we said we should give some donation to Krishna, but all my money is going to Krishna only already. So why should I give any donation? No, that is fine. The problem with this reasoning is that, yes, all our family members will be devotees, but do we see them as devotees first, or do we see them as family members first? Do we remember Krishna first? Even if our family is fully devotees, we do need a temple where the devotees worship and get remembrance of Krishna. So we cannot confusingly equate aparadharma and paradharma entirely. For that purpose, we separate. Yes, this is my aparadharma and this is my paradharma. And therefore, I should give adequate time, adequate attention to the paradharma activities. But after the separation, we don't have to constantly keep analyzing. You know, if a mother is taking care of her child, am I doing it? Is this my material duty or is this my spiritual duty? You don't have to worry about that. Prabhupada told her that children are born in the Krishna conscious movement, they are actually Vaikuntha children, the special souls Krishna has sent in our care. So, once we are doing our responsibilities, we should make time for direct spiritual activities. But after that, whatever we need to do it wholeheartedly. If we are half-hearted about doing things, we will firstly not do them well. And because then many of the responsibilities are aparadharma, they have to be done anyway. So then we have to spend more time on doing it afterwards. So we needn't have a fragmented religion where we think that Krishna is served only in the temple and only directly devotional activities. No, Krishna is served in our home, Krishna is served in our profession also. But if I don't serve Krishna directly by going to the temple, by directly associating with devotees, my service attitude, my devotional consciousness will not last. Therefore, I have to do directly paradharma activities. But aparadharma activities, if they are not done, they can create tremendous disruption in our life. You know, and then that disruption will terribly affect our paradharma activities. So, for example, if some devotee does not follow the state laws, and that devotee gets caught or gets into legal trouble, then legal trouble is such a, the devotee may say, I am doing everything for Krishna. This is a mundane morality only, I don't care for it. But no, we can't do that. Because mundane morality is also important. Sanatana Goswami was a Mahabhagavat. But when he was serving at Nawab Hussain Shah, when the Nawab would come to his house, he would get up and offer all respects to him. Because he was his boss at that. And we have to do our worldly duties also responsibly. We may say that this will not give me much happiness. Okay, agreed. And it may not give much happiness, but not doing it will cause a lot of trouble. So, at least from that perspective, we don't want to unnecessarily complicate our material life. So, one extreme is where we keep expanding our material activities more and more. That we should not do, but whatever needs to be done, we need to do it well. And you can see, so karmanadam abhyarthya siddham vindati maan. Krishna says, by your work, worship me. So if we have that, if by direct paradharma activities we develop a worshipful mood, and then afterwards when we do the aparadharma activities, we can carry that mood of worship, mood of devotional service into those activities. And do those activities also for Krishna. Yeah?